Hi, is Stanley there?
This is Stanley.
Hi, Mr. Premnit.
Hi.
My name's Jeffrey Hill. The reason I was calling you is because, actually, I had just finished watching a movie on the Discovery Channel.
Uh-huh.
And it was called Inside the Twin Towers.
Yes, sir.
And I had seen the story about what happened with you.
Uh-huh.
And I was just wondering, like, have you ever seen that movie?
No, sir. The funny thing is, of all the interviews that we have done, I've never seen anyone.
Oh.
I never have the time to see it.
Oh, no?
No, sir.
Like, it showed, like, you were in your office and you saw the plane coming in, you dived under your desk as it crashed in?
Yes, sir.
And I was just wondering, like, they depicted it, like, where you were walking around in the building with some guy. And it didn't look like there was any fire or anything around where you guys were. Like, there was no fire that was right there in the immediate place where the plane crashed in your office?
Well, when the plane crashed, actually what happened was the bottom wing was stuck in the office door. The plane was someplace else on another floor, and the other wing was up on another floor. On my floor, the immediate floor, there was no flame.
There was no flames on your floor where it had crashed?
No.
And there was wreckage? You said there was a wing inside the in the office?
Office doorway, yes, sir. See, what happened was the plane came in at an angle, tilted.
Yeah.
So the bottom wing sliced through my office and got stuck in the office door. So the rest of the plane was probably hanging on another floor, and the rest of the wing on the other side probably higher up or something.
Was there any letters or anything on the wing that you seen?
No, what I saw was the plane coming in, they had the letter U as United Airlines.
Uh-huh.
What I saw as the plane came in. Just before impact, I dove under the desk. But upon hitting that building, what happened was the floor above me collapsed partially. And, like, every wall was flattened and was total chaos.
And, did you see any lettering on the wings or on the tail of it when it was coming in?
When the plane was coming in. Yes, sir, it was that close.
Like, I had seen on your website, it said that you suddenly seen a big gray airplane with red letters on the wings and the tail?
The United Airlines, yes, sir.
But they don't have any lettering on the wings or anything like that, and there's no lettering on the tail either. It's just like a symbol for United.
Yes, on the side of that plane, as the plane tilted, that is how you actually see it. The angle at which the plane came in, if you were to look at, take the plane, tilt it on one side, you would actually see that letter, United Airlines. You know, like at the side of the plane going towards the tail, how it looks?
On the wings or on the actual side of the plane?
On the actual side of the plane.
On the fuselage?
Well, the fuselage is actually the wing. There's no letters on the wing. If you were to look at a plane standing on the runway, right, what you would see is a name, like how you have United Airlines or American Airlines, is written in bold print right across. But as the plane tilted, it appeared as if this letter is written on the wing. And towards the back of the tail of the plane.
Hmm. And you had also heard the impact of the second plane, supposedly?
Well,
did you hear the first plane coming in at all?
I was in the elevator going up when the first building was hit, and I didn't have a clue what was happening.
Because it said on the website that you had looked out and you'd saw the explosion of the other building.
But what you saw there, if you get back to it, what you would read is, as I got into the office, right, I work in the second tower, right?
Right.
World Trade Center. I'm in the elevator coming up, the first building is hit. Got it?
Yeah.
I got into the building where I work on the 81st floor. I got into the office. The angle at which we stood, this young lady and I, what we saw there was fireballs coming down from the first building, which were chunks of debris burning, falling down.
Oh, so you had seen, like, the flames coming out after it hit and there was
right.
The explosion?
Yes.
Okay.
But I didn't see any plane hitting the first building, didn't know or don't have a clue what was happening.
Hmm.
So all we saw was chunks of fireballs falling down, that angle at which the office stood. And as we looked there, long story short, we ran out of the building, ran out of the office, ran down the hallway, the corridor, went back to the elevator. We took the elevator, went all the way down. I was told to go back. The office is secured. Went back to the office, and I'm on the phone with somebody from Chicago, and that's when I saw the second plane coming in. And as we stopped here, and as I stopped here looking at this plane, it got bigger, bigger, bigger. Next thing I know, it crashed, and everybody died, and I lived.
Hmm. And you walked out of the building with another man, then?
Yes. Brian Clark was the man that actually helped me out. And as we were approaching and we reached the sanctuary of the Trinity Christian Church, well, the Trinity Church,
yes,
right off Broadway there, we held onto the fence. The building imploded.
And did you hear any sounds of explosions or anything?
Well, all I heard was the building imploding with that giant sound it made. But if you can call that explosion, that's how it sounded. But if to say that they were explosive, as in that kind of sound, I wouldn't be able to tell you, sir.
So you went down and then you came back up and went back into your office after the first plane hit?
Yep.
Like, why would you even bother going back into your office after a plane hit the
building? But let me put it this way. If you were in a crowded elevator with all your bosses in there, the head of the company, right?
Mm-hmm.
President, the CEO, head of human resources, and all these big shots are in the elevator, and you were coming out and you were told to go back in your building and see if it's secured, what choice would you have? Or what would you do?
Oh, so you were told to go back up?
Yes.
Oh, so I guess you didn't really have a choice. Like, if a boss tells you, you have
yes.
to kind of do what they say?
Right. So all these guys are in the elevator. They're waiting on me. Come on, Stan. We don't have all day here. And my bosses are there, right? And they're standing in this elevator, and two of the guys are holding onto the door. And I didn't have a choice in the matter. And then the security guard is saying, look, your building is safe. It's secure. Go back to the office. Well, how much choice do I have left?
Yeah, I guess, yeah, you have a point there, yeah.
And I didn't have a clue as to why I should be scared going back up, because I didn't know a plane hit the first building. Nobody said anything to me at that point.
So there was no, like, did you see any other wreckage when you were going down? Like,
the first building was wrecked or was in flames or anything else. But once you were in the building, let's say, like the second tower that I was in, you wouldn't know what is happening outside. The building is soundproof. These are massive buildings. One floor was like 1 acre square.
Mm-hmm.
So these are massive buildings, and here I am in that elevator going up and down, and I wouldn't have a clue what is happening outside.
So then,
you go and look towards that big glass pane all around that was surrounding the building, and that's when you would see what is happening outdoor.
So, and like you said, you saw, like, the wing was wedged into the door or something like that inside the
trade? The wing of the plane, at the angle. If you look at the plane, the second plane coming in,
mm-hmm.
came straight and all of a sudden made a tilt.
Yeah.
That bottom wing sliced through the office, and the wing was stuck, wedged sort of in the office doorway.
And was it still attached, or was it just the wing, or was it attached?
So I don't know where the rest of the plane was, but all I can see is that bottom wing of the plane stuck in there.
Inside the building still, like, you could still see it was, like...
Intact and all.
Intact and all?
Yes, that bottom wing.
Hmm.
So strange. So the rest of the plane was probably in a higher floor, and the other wing, right, was probably in another higher floor someplace, or just blew up an explosion, or on impact, just disintegrated. But that bottom wing just sliced right through.
And it was just wedged into the door intact.
Just wedged, right intact.
Wow, that almost seems impossible.
Yeah, it was something impossible. In the real world, a plane crashes, everybody dies. Right? That's the real world. In the real world, a plane crashes, it just explodes and blown to bits. But this was so strange that the bottom wing is intact, it's wedged in the office door, and I can't see the rest of the plane. As a matter of fact, I can't see much of anything else. It looks like somebody took a giant bag of cement, threw it in the air, and the plane got so thick.
Yeah, because have you ever looked at any video of the plane going in to the second plane coming in?
Just the news, actually.
Yeah?
News.
Because usually you would think a plane would hit the building and kind of crumple and explode instead of, like, going right inside the building.
I am agreeing 100% with what you're saying.
Hmm.
The plane crashes into a steel building, it would just break up in pieces. But its bottom wing just sliced right through and got stuck right there. I don't understand how. I mean, hit my head against the wall trying to explain this all, and I wouldn't be able to.
Yeah, it's very strange.
Well, very, very strange, because this man who rescued me when he came at that point and he couldn't come further to get me, everybody else was overcome with smoke and they went back up because they thought something worse was happening and they all perished. And he stopped to investigate and that's how he lived. Well, this is what he claimed. Because he was with a guy named Ronnie DeFrancesco.
Mm-hmm.
Body was overcome with smoke, and Brian, and I'm quoting him what he said on CBS, he said he was in a bubble, and he was oblivious to smoke. And even though he wanted to move, he couldn't have because he was glued to the floor. Exact words. He said, there was something in the scream that held him down. Had it not been for me who screamed, he would have died. That is exact words, and I'm quoting him what he said.
Yeah.
And I, like I said, I can't explain this. In the real world, a plane crashes, you die, or everybody else dies. Nobody walks away. But I wasn't in the plane. I was 20 feet away when the plane crashed. Everybody else died within the 78th to the 82nd floor, and I walked out, and I don't know how. I actually crawled the entire length of the one floor.
Yeah.
From the loans department that I worked in to the lounge, into the computer room, in the communication room, and that's as far as I could have gotten. And this man is behind that wall, waiting for me, cautioning me, talking me into finding over something I couldn't do. Eventually, I made it on the other side, and as we're running out, this building is swaying and making strange sounds, and people are jumping, you know, and all this good stuff, and by the time we reached the church, it imploded.
Wow. Well, yeah, I had seen that, and I just found it very strange, so I thought I might just give you a call and ask you yourself what really happened.
No, it's good that you called, sir. I mean, I'm privileged just to tell somebody else of this strange phenomenon, and I don't understand how, I don't understand why. But it was more like, if you can use the word to describe this whole thing, was bizarre.
Yeah.
If somebody who never saw this news was to sit down and I'm to tell them this story, they would probably think that I'm crazy or something. Right? Look at thing Brian tells this exact same thing. He tells he was in the first building that got hit. He was in that, I'm sorry. He was in the building on the 84th floor, my building. And when the first building got hit, he said with the impact, he swayed with the building at least 2-3 feet on one side, and then he swayed back, and then the building just, you know, stood erected again, straight.
Yeah.
And I don't remember that. Like I said, I was in the elevator, and I couldn't feel that sensation.
So everything in the elevator, it seemed fine to you?
Yes, and I didn't hear any sound or heard anything.
Hmm.
Right? So when everybody is panicking, a plane hit the first building and whatever it is, I didn't have a clue what happened.
Hmm.
Strange, right?
Very strange.
Yeah, and I can't explain it. If you were to talk to Brian Clark and he tells you this thing, it would make the hairs in the back of your neck stand straight the way he describes what happens on his floor. He lost 68 people.
Yeah.
Worked as a CEO for Eurobrokers. We took the same elevator, and I worked in that building up the time the building went down for 13 years. And I never saw this man in my life.
Oh, that was the first time you had ever met him.
First time I've ever seen this man. And this man told me something that I'll take to the grave with when eventually I was able to get on the other side of the wall. This man told me, he said, look, I was born and raised in Canada. He introduced himself first, Brian Clark, that he was born and raised in Canada. He always wanted a brother, and he finds that man today. And this good old Irish man, Brian Clark, he put his hand around my shoulder and he says, come on, buddy, let's go home.
Yeah, that would be a life-changing experience.
Sure, and that man assumes the role as a big brother towards me today.
Hmm.
He calls me once every 2 weeks just to ask me how I'm doing, make sure I'm well, and all this good stuff.
Oh, so you still keep in contact with him?
Yes, sir. Something like that happens to you, you would never be able to unbuckle yourself, unleash yourself on somebody else, right? Or untie yourself from a man like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I keep in contact with him. I'm guilty of not calling him very often because I'm very, very busy. But he's the one who calls me all the time. As a matter of fact, we met together only Thursday of last week. Yeah, we were in the city last week and, you know, we socialized a little bit.
Are you doing anything on Tuesday for the anniversary at all? Or?
No, sir. It's just another day, and I got no choice about all this, and I have to go to work. I would have loved to stay home and just stayed with the family and reassure them that God is in control and all is well. But,
Are you aware of all the controversy surrounding what happened on 9/11? And
yes, I try to get, you know, listen and follow up what is happening, but I try not to get involved. I look at this whole thing with a religious perspective. I'm a churchgoer, sir, and I believe that all things happen for a reason. I don't believe that bad people should do bad things. But I believe in God's own time, he's going to get them, whoever's responsible for all this. That he's the one who should be taking the revenge, not me. Of course, I remember all this. I try to put that in the back of my head and go forward because in life we would go through struggles, but we would go forward too. And when I think that I'm going through a hard time, other people may be going through an even harder time than I am. So I try to put this all behind and go forward.
Yeah, but it's hard to ever forget something that like
I may be a forgiving person. Whoever did all this, I forgive them in my heart, but I would never forget that day.
Mm-hmm.
Not the good men, women, children, whoever got killed on that day, because they didn't deserve it.
Yeah, definitely.
But to work to provide for your family means doing something wrong. When that we're all guilty in this, right? But these people did not deserve that, and I don't condone with that. But to say to take revenge, I'm not that person. I leave it in the Lord's hand, and his time, he will see justice.
Well, hopefully, yes, the true story will come out one day.
Of course, it will.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's something that the people perpetrated and caused all this, it will come out. If it's indeed the bad guys who did this, they would be brought to justice. And all this conspiracy theory that is floating around, one day we would know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what can I tell you, my friend?
Well, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to me about it.
Oh, not a problem. Anytime.
Okay, you have a good day. Good night.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.